Luke Rutten, a great day for you. Two goals and a step towards for Coghill maybe retaining that league title.
I know, it's not one yet though. Like the Harps and Derry reserves, they're no pushovers, like, and they'll both be out to beat us, like, to deny us the 10th. No one wants to see us win 10, like, but that was some performance, like.
First goal, I mean, it was a tight enough angle, good finish.
I should have squared it, like, but I knew he'd go across the goal. He'd try and dive across and just nicked it in the front post through his legs, like.
Second goal, you were impeded for the penalty. You got up and tucked it away nicely. And going in at half time, you must have been well pleased.
Aye, look, it's a good first half. Like, you just, with our defence, like, you kind of, there's belief there that you're going to hold out. Like, whenever you look at that, their defensive performance today, like, no one was going to get past that. It took a Gareth Harkin bit of magic. Like, everyone knows he has it. Like, he just raced through a few boys. It was no fault of anyone. It was just a bit of class from him. Like, it wasn't our fault. Like,
and then the last 15 minutes, once they got the goal back, I mean, you were hanging on a little bit.
I know, it was squeaky bum time. You didn't know what was going to happen. Balls in there, a few unbelievable clearances, like, and that there one, Dino Larkin, he nearly chipped Harry as Hart was in the mouth. I just couldn't believe it went over.
So in the dressing room, a great buzz, and, you know, obviously after the disappointment of last week, it was so important to get something out of this.
You don't want to go too high or too low. Like, just keep it at a steady pace. No one's won yet. Like, take a photographer out there trying to get pictures. Not, you can't. Like, no one's won yet. We still need to win two games. Like, both Derry's been one up against us. Harps has given us a good game here. So you don't know what's going to happen. Like.